The 21st century. 7.7 billion people, 41% unreached. 5 billion people in the 1040 window. 47 megacities, each with over 10 million people. And 1.6 billion Muslims, nearly a billion Hindus, and hundreds of millions of others without the gospel. This is Timothy Talks, Season 2, An Unfinished Task. Welcome to Timothy Talks. So glad to have you back for Season 2, Missions, An Unfinished Task. My name is Daniel Pentamone, and I'm here today solo. Normally Matthew Risher is with me, but he is still not present to be able to join us, so we're going to have to do this alone. That is, I am going to have to do this alone, and you with me. Today we're going to be talking further about the statistics of the people of the world. So we recently looked at the number of people who inhabit the globe and the staggering population explosion that's happened just in the last 100 years and is going to continue for another 100 years. Today, though, I want to delve into something that should deeply concern every single one of us, and that is the question of what these people believe. 7.7 billion people. And if you're a believer, I'm sure that this is something that you're interested in, because you want God, the God of the Bible, to be glorified as he deserves. If we were to take just a list of the top religions in the world, number one religion is Christianity. There's 2.1 billion people who claim to be Christians. Now, if you are a Bible-believing Christian like me, probably the first thing that you think about when you hear that number, 2.1 billion people, or potentially the first thing that you think about is, but unfortunately, they don't all have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And you know what? I'll address that in a minute. But before I do that, just think about this. The largest religion in the world, 2.1 billion adherents, is a religion that started in a tiny backwater province of the Roman Empire. That's amazing. And if you want evidence that Jesus Christ had a tremendous influence on the history of the world, all that you have to do is look at that. To now, 2.1 billion people claim to follow him. Wow. I mean, even setting aside what's the real number, just that anyone in the whole world would have that sort of an influence, to have 2.1 billion people know your name and say that they are a follower of you, is amazing. So I look at that number, and you know the first thing that I think is, wow, it's a vindication that if nothing else, God was doing something. At the very least, Jesus is someone that we should talk about and we should know about. Actually, what makes us have a question when we come to this data, and this is what I said I would address, 2.1 billion people, but how many of these people believe and have that relationship with God through Jesus Christ? Well, about half of all Christians are Roman Catholics, 50%. About 37% belong to the Protestant tradition, and then there's the Orthodox tradition. This includes Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, other you might think of them as Eastern Orthodox. They make up about 12% of Christians. And then there's sort of everything else. Everyone that calls themselves a Christian that's not included in those three groups. So you've got Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Scientists, so on. They make up about 1% of the Christians, of the so-called Christians in the world. So as a believer, we do have to recognize, sadly, there are not that many people in the world who have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But when we look at 50% of the world population of Christians being Roman Catholic, we have to say that a vast number of those are not believers. And we can say this also, that of those who are believers, it's in spite of their Catholicism, not because of their Catholicism. That the so-called gospel of the Roman Catholic Church, it's not the gospel of the Bible. Again, this is not to say that there are not Christians who would identify as Catholics, But again, it's not because of their Catholicism, it's in spite of their Catholicism. We could talk about Protestant, we could talk about Orthodox. And these numbers of people who don't understand who Jesus Christ is, or more than that, maybe they even do have some sense of an understanding, and yet it's only a head knowledge, it's not a heart knowledge. Now, I'm not saying all this to depress us. I'm not saying this so that we would just be disappointed, but rather, we have to know what the task is in front of us. And you know what? Sharing the gospel, for many of us, is going to involve sharing the gospel with people who really think they're Christians, and yet they don't have that personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ that indicates that a person truly is a follower of God. So that's the first religion that we have on the list of the largest religions of the world, Christianity, 2.1 billion people. And following this, Islam, 1.3 billion people. Another source I saw said 1.6. It's important with all of these statistics to realize there's different numbers depending on where exactly you look, but the broad contours is what we're getting at. People who know the name of Jesus Christ, but they deny that Jesus Christ is the divine Son of God. Over a billion people in that category. And the third category of the most believed system in the world might actually surprise you, because it's not a religion. 1.1 billion people describe themselves as non-religious, secular, agnostic, atheist. And if you're a Christian, you live in the world that, if we were to echo the words of John Calvin, is the theater of God's glory. There's a billion people in the world right now who live in the theater of God's glory, and yet they deny the God who created that glory. Now, we can't really affirm what they say when they say that they don't believe. With Paul, we can affirm actually that they do have a sense, an innate knowledge of God, but that knowledge of God has been stifled. It's been covered over. They're claiming that they don't know if there is a God, or even denying that there is one. After this, we come to Hinduism. 900 million people, the vast majority of these people, living in the Indian subcontinent. And I mean, to put this number in perspective, we're saying 900 million people are Hindus. And again, remember from the past when we said that there's a little over 300 million people that live in the United States. So 300 million in the United States. Take our country times three. Every single one of the people in our nation. And you have almost three United States filled with nothing but Hindus. That's a lot of Hindus. And then one that we probably don't even hear that much about, at around 394 million, again, more than the entire population of the United States, Chinese traditional religion. And just below that, Buddhism at 376 million people. And then from there we go to other religions like African traditional religions and Spiritism and Baha'i and Shintoism and neo-paganism, even a million people who claim that as their belief system. I think that what this does is it absolutely gives us a picture of a world that does not know God. So if you're sitting back and you're feeling like all is right in the world, well, it's not. Something is massively wrong in our world, a world filled with people made in the image of God, and yet who don't know who that God is. One of the things that I think should really motivate us to be interested in the task of missions is this statistic that I came across recently. About 90% of Christians live in countries where Christians are in the majority. Only about 10% of Christians worldwide live as minorities. 9 out of 10 people who claim to be Christians live in countries where that claim is the majority claim. That means that 10% of Christians, only 10% of Christians, are living in those environments where they're minorities. And that 10% has a tremendously huge responsibility on them to be witnesses and ambassadors of Jesus Christ in places where there are not a lot of them. And God told us to go out into the world. When I hear a number like that, I think, where are we failing? What are we missing? That only 10% are in those places where they're feeling like they're in the minority. And I know I understand. Christians in America, we feel like we're in the minority. And it's true. We're not surrounded by a nation full of people who love and honor God. But still, in comparison to Christians in, say, India, or Christians in Somalia or Yemen or these places like that, we can really settle down and feel almost like we're in Israel. You know what I mean? You know how the Jews were in Israel and they felt content. And the world outside was a big bad place. But they lived in Israel, those biblical people. But then, you know what? God sent them into Babylon. And when they were in Babylon, they didn't feel quite so contented. Life's hard in Babylon. And those 10% of Christians that live in Babylon, that know that they live in Babylon, that feel that every single day, they have a tremendous responsibility. And we should pray for them. This is one way to divide up the nations of the world, the peoples of the world. And there is another way that we can divide them up. So I will tell you that way in just a minute. If you're enjoying the Timothy Talks podcast show today, consider doing us a favor and give us a positive rating on iTunes. This way other people can hear the show too. And if you have a friend or family member who would enjoy this content, please pass it on. You can send them to www.timothytalkspodcast.com, or they can subscribe through their favorite podcast app. And we are back. So I just told you about how the largest religions in the world are first Christianity, second Islam, and third, if you want to call it a religion, the non-religious. Another way, though, that we can look at the people of the world is as reached versus unreached. In other words, how likely is someone to hear the gospel in their own people group? And this is actually a very large topic. There's a lot of scholarship that goes into it. But defining even what is a people group, and then what makes a people group reached or unreached. So there is so much here, and I don't have the time to get into it. But it's a fascinating study. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to rely on some information from the Joshua Project. And if you don't know about this website, you need to check it out. It's the Joshua Project. Just type that into Google and you'll find it right away. But what they do is they go through all of the people groups of the world and they figure out which people groups have how many Christians in them and what percentage of that people group claims to believe in Jesus Christ. And what they've done is they've divided up the people groups into different categories. So look at just a few of these fascinating statistics. They divide up the world as having 10,217 separate people groups, counting every group only once, across all countries. And of these, how many of those people do you think are unreached? Just imagine, 41% of the world population falls into unreached people groups. Now, an unreached people group is defined as, and I quote, few evangelicals and few who identify as Christians, little if any history of Christianity. And the specific criteria that they're using is that less than 2% of this people group is considered evangelical, equal to or less than, and equal to or less than 5% of this people group is professing Christian. So of 100 people in this people group, only 2 of them are going to claim to be evangelical. That's 41% of the world population. In contrast, among the significantly reached, where there's over 10% of the population is described as evangelical, only 22%. Now, there's one particular type of unreached people group known as frontier people groups. And these are people with 0.1% or fewer Christians of any kind. 0.1%. So if there's 1,000 people in this people group, one of them claims to be a Christian of any kind. We're not even talking evangelical. We're just saying of any kind, one of them. and there's no evidence of a self-sustaining gospel movement. There are 4,741 frontier people groups. And the total population, just of frontier people groups, 1.7 billion people in the world live in these groups of people. In other words, what we're saying is that of those 2.1 billion Christians, they are huge groups of people in some places. And in other places, those 2.1 hardly even exist at all. So some of the frontier people groups, the Shaikh people group, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but the Shaikh people group in Bangladesh, 137 million people in this people group, 0.1% or less as Christian, and no evidence of a self-sustaining gospel movement. People groups like these, and they are listed, and there are multiple people groups with 10, 20, 30 million people in these groups. And yet the likelihood of someone in that people group, meeting someone else in that people group who claims to believe in Jesus, virtually zero. Now, another concept or way to divide up the world that missiologists, people who study missions, like to describe is the 1040 window. And there's actually a good chance that you've heard this term in your church. But what is the 1040 window? Well, it's basically they took a map and they drew lines on the map between 10 degrees north. They drew a line right there, 10 degrees north, and 40 degrees north, a line. So these are parallel lines on a map. And it covers parts of North Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, approximately this region. And it's filled with people who don't know Jesus Christ. It's filled with people that it's very hard to get Jesus Christ and his message, to get that message to them. And the statistics that I have in front of me say 5 billion individuals reside in this area. 5 billion people in this region of the world, North Africa, the Middle East, and the Indian subcontinent, and parts of Southeast Asia. But 5 billion people live in this region of the world where Christians are extremely scarce. That's why a number of Christians and churches have made such an effort to try to send missionaries to the 1040 window to reach these people. If you listen to these statistics and you're a follower of Jesus Christ, your heart should be melting right now. I mean, really. I mean, I'm not trying to be melodramatic or anything. I mean, this is just the reality. If you have a relationship with God, you know the wonder, the joy that is. And the fact that there are all of those image bearers who don't even know who God is, bear the image of God and don't know who that God is, should make you weep. But the way that we have to approach these people, because these numbers are astounding and astonishing, what do we say about them? I mean, are they okay? And the Bible does not say that that's all right. We can affirm with the apostle when he was in Athens, in Acts 17, verses 30 and 31, he said, "The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." So when we look at the world in all of these massive numbers, we can say with Paul that God commands all people everywhere to repent. But when you hear these numbers, does it make your heart long to give God glory? Does it make your heart long to see others giving God the glory that he deserves? I hope so. And that's why, again, we're highlighting these statistics. Not just because they're numbers, not just because they're fascinating, but because these numbers should make you recognize, as I've said, that something is fundamentally wrong with the world. And we should pray for laborers to go out into the harvest the way that Jesus said. We should support this effort of missions, this global effort of missions. As we say, high theology leads to high doxology. And the more we know, believe about God, the more we love and praise Him. And we want others to praise Him. We want this knowledge of God to go out into the world. Well, I'll leave these thoughts with you. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Timothy Talks. Timothy Talks podcast is produced by Daniel Pentamone and Matthew Risher. To visit Daniel's personal website, visit www.fromdanielsdesk.com. Again, that's fromdanielsdesk.com. And if you've enjoyed this episode, do us a favor. Pass it on to a friend. You can refer them to timothytalkspodcast.com or tell them to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Thanks so much.